This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers, we check in with Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien Ag Solutions. Eric's been tracking the weather across the country and around the world and provides an update. Eric, thank you for joining us. What's the latest with Tropical Storm Cristobal?
Yeah, came out of the Gulf of Mexico and headed straight north. And usually by the time, you know, the remnants of a tropical system get to Arkansas, they make a hard right turn over toward the East Coast. And Cristobal is going to keep going north, cut right through parts of Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, and eventually end up in Ontario. We just don't have a big, powerful front to sweep it out right away. And so it's a very interesting setup. And so we've had a fun time watching it. But at the same time, the rains that have come in with this system are going to be producing some localized flooding.
Meteorologists were able to track the weather forecast pretty accurately for, you know, the next day or two or the week or, you know, 10 days out. But what about long term and how do you go about that?
Yeah, so when we do our weather forecasting, it is very difficult for even a well-trained, well-seasoned, you know, meteorologist to outperform in a forecast. You know, the weather forecast models through about day 5, 6, or 7. Beyond that, what most meteorologists do is we use a combination of things. We use the weather forecast models, and then we start to use what we call teleconnections. In other words, there are certain things that happen in certain places of the world that affect other things. It's just like, you know, you throw a rock in the stream, well, the ripple and the effect goes downstream because the atmosphere flows like a stream. If there's a disturbance or what we call a perturbation, something that changes the flow of the jet stream one place, it'll mess with it at other places. So the big ones right now is the developing La Nina. Another one is that this thing called the Madden-Julian Oscillation, which is basically just the way we track a cluster of deep thunderstorms across the Earth's equator. They go through several different phases. Well, it's getting stuck in phase 1 and 2, which is over by East Africa. We call that a standing wave. And so those two things got a pretty good grip on what the atmosphere is going to be doing in the near term. And for us here in the midsection of the country, for example, we've got heat now, but it's going to break through the middle part of June, and then it'll probably warm up again towards the end of the month. But that'll take quite some time before the changes all take place, and that's because the whole of the atmosphere is beginning to slow down. And that's probably the third big teleconnection I'm watching. It's something called global atmospheric angular momentum. In other words, we watch how fast the atmosphere moves, the net movement of it. And turns out when it slows down, everything else does too. And none of us want that. We you know, it's just like, you know, with your body. You don't want things to slow down. Keep going. Just go normal and that everything's fine. When the atmosphere slows down, things tend to get blocked up. And if they get blocked up, someone's going to get the rain and a ton of it. Some of us are going to get the dryness and a lot of that as well. So I'm kind of concerned about this whole setup going into the end of June. But I have to remember that a lot of the crops in the midsection of the country are going into it with a pretty full moisture profile in the soil. So it's going to be one of these things where we've got enough to sustain us in the midsection of the country for a little while. But if it lasts too long, there's going to be a lot of concern.
As you take a look at the nation's weather forecast and then you track what's going on globally, you can see some similarities, huh?
Yeah, I mean, in the Black Sea, they had a very interesting May, very much like Iowa did. It was very cloudy. So Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska all had almost record cloudy Mays, and so did Ukraine and other places around the Black Sea. So the crop really didn't just jump out of the ground and get going like we all wanted it to. And now they're going over to a hotter pattern through the next 10 days. And the first part of that, the first 7 days, looks to be kind of drier for parts of Ukraine, the Russian Wheat Belt, while it's going to be Western Europe that gets all of the storminess. South America, it's the end of the monsoon season. So what's going on here is that the northern growing regions like Mato Grosso, Bahia, Tocantins, Minas Gerais, that area, where they grow a lot of the safrina crop, which is the second crop, they're trying to harvest it, and it's dry right now, and there's no major temperature threats. Southern Brazil, so Paraná and Rio Grande do Sul, those two states were in drought when they needed rain back, you know, as the crop was trying to fill out and get going, and now the rain won't stop, so they're having trouble getting that crop out. And in Argentina, they're in the middle of kind of the main harvest of the crop, and so the lack of precipitation is just like us being dry in October. Everybody, I think, will be okay with it.
Thanks for the update, Eric. Eric Snodgrass is with Nutrien Ag Solutions. You can get his updates at NutrienAgSolutions.com. And this update brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. More details about their programs, podcasts, and the latest dairy signal at pdpw.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.